Children, we have listened to the poem Food for Kids.
Now let's learn some new words.
Delicious.
Tasty and enjoyable.
Nutritious.
Healthy.
Teen.
Teenage or the ages between 13 to 19.
Tummy.
Stomach.
Information.
Facts about something.
Share.
Have something with others.
Care.
Feel concerned. Children, let's answer these questions.
How does food help you?
What makes you a healthy teen?
When do you eat too much? And what are its results?
How do we get more information about food? Children, let us listen to the story, Healthy Food, Healthy Life. Kamala is a bright and beautiful girl. She lives in Anantapur with her mother, father and younger brother. It's a small and happy family. Every morning she gets up early and gets ready to go to school. She is very obedient to her parents and also teachers at school. One evening, Kamala comes running from school joyfully and rings the bell. Kling, kling. When her mother opens the door, she kisses her and says,
Mother, there is a good news for you.
Is it so, my dear? That's why you look so happy today. What's the news?
Today, my class teacher said that she would take all the students for a picnic tomorrow.
Oh, it's really nice. Hope you will have a lot of fun.
Would you help me to get ready for tomorrow's picnic?
Sure. By the way, what type of food do you want? I'll prepare and pack it for you.
I want chocolates, chips, cool drinks.
Oh, no. This stuff will spoil your health. It won't make you strong and healthy. Fruits, salad, cereals, pulses, and boiled eggs are good. I'll also give some vadas. This nutritious food keeps you healthy and energetic.
Okay, Mother. I'll follow whatever you say.
Next morning, all the children reached the picnic spot along with the teachers. They enjoyed the beauty of nature and played in the park. The park had a special place for lunch with benches and tables. During the lunchtime, they all sat down and opened their boxes to eat.
What did you get for lunch, Vimala?
Oh, I've got many items like chocolates, puffs, chops and pizza. All are so tasty, you know.
It's all junk food, you know. My mother says it's not good for health. Better you take fruits, salad, eggs, milk, etc.
But this is my favorite food. Let's have it.
Sorry, my mother packed food for me. It's neat and healthy. I will take that.
While returning home, Vimala suffered from stomachache. Immediately, her teacher took her to the hospital along with Kamala. What did you take for your lunch today?
I took chocolates, chops, puffs, pizza, and cake.
Don't you know that junk food spoils health? It's always better to take healthy homemade food and fruits for good health.
Yes, doctor. Actually, my friend Kamala advised me to take fruits and homemade food, but I did not listen to her.
I'm happy. Now you know that junk food is not good for health. Moreover, it develops obesity and other disorders.
Okay, doctor. Hereafter, we will see that all of our students take healthy and homemade food. Thank you very much.
Children, now let us know the meanings of some new words.
Glossary. Bright.
Intelligent.
Obedient.
Following the rules or advice of elders.
Nutritious.
Nourishing, leading to strength and health.
Energetic.
Active.
Ache.
Pain.
Obesity.
Overweight. Fattiness.
Cereals.
Food made from grains. Example, wheat, rice,
oats, ragi.
Pulses.
Seeds we can cook and eat. Example, beans, different types of lentils, red gram.
Thank you, children. Children, let's listen to the story Promise of God.
Once upon a time, there was a wicked king. Because of his evil deeds, God decided to curse the land with a drought. The king wanted to kill a prophet who warned him about his deeds. But God saved his life. God asked him to go to a nearby brook to be safe. God ordered crows to take food for him. So, every morning, crows used to bring bread and meat to him. He used to quench his thirst from the brook. But in the course of time, the brook dried up because of drought. So, God sent the prophet to go to a city called Sidon. As he reached there, he was tired and hungry. There he saw an old woman and asked, "Please, would you be kind enough to give me some food and water?" Then she answered saying, "I have a handful of flour and a little oil. This will be the last meal for my son and me before we could die due to drought." But the prophet said, "Don't be afraid. Just cook a meal and bring it to me. There will be enough food for each one of us, and also your jar will never be empty of flour and oil till the drought ends." And the old woman obeyed and brought the meal to the prophet. Then she discovered that what the prophet said was true.
Children, now let us learn some new words.
Drought.
The period of time with no rainfall.
Prophet.
The one who tells us the will of God.
Afraid.
Fearful.
Evil doings.
Very bad acts.
Discovered.
Found.
Brook.
Small stream.
Children, now state whether the following statements are true or false.
God decided to curse the land with drought because of evil deeds of the king.
The women did not have a handful of flour and a little oil.
God asked the prophet to go to a nearby brook.
The prophet did not warn the king to stop his evil doings.
At last, the woman discovered what the prophet said was true.
Children, now listen to this. Don't miss.
Oil food spoils the health. Fast food is a waste food. Fast eating is false eating. Overeating causes obesity. The pleasure of salt shoots up the pressure in the blood. Overuse of chilies and chutneys causes ulcers. Think before you choose your food.
Thank you, children.